Well, I'm delighted to be joined by an England legend and, of course, a man who's had to spend a bit of time on the sidelines recently, but we're delighted to see him on our sidelines down here for the Roslyn Park HSBC National School Sevens, Manu Tuilagi. Manu, great to see you. How are you, first of all?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks, mate. Still a couple of weeks to go with the injury, but, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Excellent, glad to hear it. So what brings you down here and how much are you enjoying what you're seeing?
Absolutely loving it. The boys are playing some good rugby. Obviously I'm down here with Oprah. I came down last year. They've got a tent there, promoting their gum shields. They're the top gum shield distribution for England and for around the world.
Excellent. And coming down to this tournament, obviously it's certainly on the same day as the NatWest Cup finals that are on at Twickenham as well. So I was just having a bit of a chat to you before we came on air. You weren't able to take part in this competition because you were playing your rugby over there.
Yeah, unfortunately I couldn't take part in this competition. As you said, we're in the final for the Daily Mail at the same time, and I couldn't come down, but I wish I would have.
Now, I imagine you watched events at Twickenham last Saturday. What did you make of it, and how healthy do you view this England side?
Well, it was an unbelievable day of rugby. The whole day watching the Welsh and the Italian game. The first half I thought, the Italian are going to do it. And then, the Welsh game came out, second half, absolutely demolished them. And then, the second game against Ireland and Scotland, Ireland again made it hard for us, beating Scotland 40 points to 10. And the last game our boys were absolutely fantastic. You couldn't have asked for better from the lads. What a great effort. Even though we came short, it was an unbelievable game. I was up and down my seat the whole time.
Yes, I'm not surprised. You touched on it then. Obviously, we know that your return to action has been a bit prolonged a couple of times. For anybody watching who's keen to see when you're going to get back with some ball in hand, how are things looking now and when do you expect to be back playing?
Yeah, things are looking good. Rehab is going really well. Running now, nearly running full speed. So looking to get back, hopefully, 4 to 5 weeks, but obviously, for me, I have to make sure it's right first, 100% before I come back. So, 4 to 5 weeks, it might be longer, but everything's looking good, and I'm glad to be to be back at the club at Tigers.
Yes, absolutely. Do you think you'll be able to help them with the Premiership came before the end of the season, or might that come a little soon for you?
Well, that's the aim, really. For me, try and catch the 3 or 4 games, for Tigers before we depart. But things are looking well. We're drawn fourth with Bath. It's going to be tough. Exeter are doing well, second place, and we got them this weekend. So it's going to be a massive challenge for us.
Now, while we've got you here, obviously, with this Sevens competition, what's your advice to any young Sevens players out there? Is it the sort of Manu Tuilagi style of busting through every hole you see, or is it more about finding as much space as you can?
Well, Sevens is unique. There's less players on the pitch, and there's so much space to attack. And then, I used to play Sevens when I was younger. I was a bit lighter. It's very exciting, a lot of space. Obviously, sometimes you're going to have to take the contacts, but for me, it's just running into space. As one of the legend there has been playing a lot of seven, you should ask him.
Well, listen, it's great to see you down here. Thanks very much for joining us, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Cheers, Paul. Thank you.
Thanks very much. So, Manu Tuilagi.